The following is a paid announcement.
Retirement. It's a journey. You'll see peaks and valleys, fair weather and foul. You'll make new friends, but there will also be bandits along the way. So protect your money, but also your health, because this journey requires both. Whether you're still preparing, just taking your first steps, or have been on the path for years, welcome to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Now, here's your host of Retirement Journey, Jeff Bucher.
Well, it's a beautiful Sunday here in Northwest Ohio, and you're listening to Toledo's News, Weather, and Traffic Station 1370 WSPD. And this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher. That's me. I'm your host. And this is not just a money show. It's just about all about your health, wealth, and freedoms to live life your way, all the way. Well, today, we have one of the cheapest people in America. Her name's Denise Winston. She's so cheap, she was even featured in Reader's Digest, Cheapest People in America. Some people might not take too kindly to being called cheap, but Denise actually takes it as a compliment. To her, it's chic to be cheap. She loves nice things, don't get her wrong, but she just doesn't like to pay full price for them. And she knows she can get everything for less by working the system to her advantage. Today, she's going to teach you how to work the system to your advantage, too, so that maybe you can live a life a little cheaper. But before we get to Denise, you know, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, where we honor and remember those that serve our country. And, you know, it's so interesting to me when we think of retirement, the retirement journey that we're going to take. And, you know, sometimes we forget how blessed we are to live here in the United States, where we can have a retirement journey that includes so much. You know, sometimes we complain about the political environment or complain about what's going on in Washington, D.C., and, you know, we can certainly improve. There's no doubt about it. But there's so much to be thankful for, and God has placed us here in the United States to live our years. And, you know, you look around the world, and we still have the most abundance and the most freedoms, and we're just so blessed to be here. And sometimes we forget that. So as we go through this weekend, as you remember your family and your friend that have served, and for me, that includes my grandfathers and even our office manager, my assistant, Nadia, who was a captain in the U.S. Army, and her husband also served in the Army as well. And so there's so much to be thankful for. I personally did not serve, but just so grateful for all of you. And as you listen today, if that's you, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've done for this country. We really do live in the best country in the world. And, you know, we can't forget some of those serving recently that have been wounded. And our show engineer, Adam Regal, has been out and about last weekend. And then again, he's coming up next weekend on an event. And Adam, tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Wounded Warrior Project.
Last week, they had the third annual March with a Soldier, or Walk with a Soldier, Road Memorial March, and that was to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project. And instead of just participating in it, I also borrowed the uniform from the gentleman who put it on, which was Master Sergeant Timothy Belleville with the United States Army. He let me borrow his uniform that he wore over in Afghanistan, and he gave me his rucksack, and they are usually about 50, 60 pounds in weight, so I filled it up with household items, and I did the 5-mile walk with the 60-pound rucksack on my back, which was very tiresome.
Well, for a vegetarian, how'd you even last? Do you have enough energy for that?
Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of energy.
Okay,
I'm able to find it somehow. So I did that and raised money for that. And then next weekend, on the 31st, will be the Wounded Warrior Softball Amputee Game, which they're going to have three of them. There's a traveling group of Wounded Warrior amputees, and they play softball in various areas pretty much every weekend. And all the money goes towards the benefit of the Wounded Warrior Project. And the first game is on Saturday at noon, which will be against Sylvania Metro Fire Police and firefighters. So they will be participating in the first game against the amputees. And then they will do another game at 3 o'clock which will be against the All Shred Services and another group of local businesses. And they will team up and take them on in the second game. And then the third one, not sure how I got lumped into this because I am not a celebrity in the least bit.
You're definitely a celebrity.
I think it brings the celebrity meter down a little bit, but it'll be various people from around the station here. With WSBD, KISS FM, WIOT, The River, and the other stations, and also with some TV personalities. And then we're going to be teaming up with the 1968-1984 Detroit Tiger World Series champions, Hall of Famers from those teams, and we'll be taking on the Wounded Warrior Group in the third game. And that one will be at 7 o'clock. And the entire event is free, but they ask that you provide a donation. And again, all the money goes towards the Wounded Warrior Project.
Well, it's an awesome event, and I think your celebrity status must have gone up as soon as you became our show engineer or something.
As soon as you guys mentioned my name on air, it instantly got a credibility
bump. Knew it had to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just a cool thing, and that's next Saturday.
Next Saturday at Ned Skelton Stadium, Lucas County Rec Center.
And if you want more information, do you have a website? I think there's a website.
WoundedWarriorProject.org.
So WoundedWarriorProject.org, you can get more information. You can go out and support Adam and all these the warriors and former soldiers that went out and battled on our behalf, and what a great way to honor them and cheer them on. So that's next Saturday. And again, if you served or you had family that served, take this time this weekend to really reflect and be grateful for everything. I know I certainly am. And again, sometimes it gets lost. It's easy to complain about what's going on in the United States and the slope that we're heading towards and the national debt, and we can begin to look at all the different things that are happening politically, but the reality is the United States is still the premier country in the world, and so I'm just very grateful for that. Well, today we've got Denise Winston, and as I mentioned, she is known as one of the cheapest people in America. She's lived on her own since she was 16 years old, and she's now a 25-year veteran banker, writer, and author of Money Starts Here. She's been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Money, the Chicago Tribune, Entrepreneur, and many other publications. She has a new TV program as well named Money Made Easy. Can she really help you save money and avoid costs and mistakes? Well, let's find out. Denise Winston, welcome to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher.
It is so great to be here with you, Jeff, and I just have to chime in on your thanks to the people that serve our country and just say, you know, our freedom is not free, and they pay a very hefty price, and we definitely need to show the gratitude and just feel enriched in our lives that we are here. So
absolutely. You know, I always mention, you know, sometimes we do take it for granted, and we have a lot that we can point out as maybe being wrong or quote-unquote wrong that's happening within our country, but at the end of the day, people still risk their lives every day to keep us free. Not to mention, people around the world risk their lives just to get here because this is still the land of opportunity and so much. So,
well, and you know, that just brings up such a great point when you think about it. So many people come here with, you know, $25 in their pocket or nothing, and the next thing you know, within 10 years, they're almost a millionaire. And it just really goes to show that we have to take advantage of the opportunities that are available to every person that lives in this great nation. The opportunities are there, but the main thing is that the rich get richer by taking advantage of those, and it really boils down to knowledge and choice when we're talking about, you know, our wealth and our ability to function in society. Those two things, knowledge and choice, are huge.
Absolutely, and we're going to get into a lot of those today, I know. But first, tell us, you know, Denise, you were on your own at the age of 16. How did that happen?
You know, well, when you've got parents off doing their own thing and, you know, just not really having the children at the highest priority, a lot going on, you kind of find yourself in that situation when you're living on your own and going to school and working four jobs. And what's interesting is when you don't have a safety net, you figure it out. That's why my book is titled Money Starts Here, Your Practical Guide to Survive and Thrive. Because when you're just trying to put a roof over your head and clothes on your back, food on the table, you know, it boils down to just trying to figure out how to make a lot out of very little. And it can be done. I kind of see money as a sport. And I always see camouflage cash everywhere. It's like money is just in disguise in front of us. We just tend to look right past it. So You know, Camouflage Cast is a great game I love to play.
Absolutely. Well, give us some examples of before you're going to take us off track a little bit, but that's okay. Tell us a little bit about some areas where there's Camouflage Cash.
You know, well, gosh, you just look in your wallet. I mean, so many times, here's the deal. You know, we get into this vicious cycle when we go to work and, you know, we graduate, we get our first job, we go to work, and we get in this vicious cycle of just earning and spending and earning and spending, and we're never really taught about money, right? We just, like, get to it. So when we're looking at money, and this started when I was a little kid, I'd be walking down the alley and there'd be leaves and I'd find a $10 bill and I'm like, oh, there was money hiding right there. So just even in your wallet, when you open your wallet, you know, your driver's license, or even today, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, someone's military ID, your driver's license, you know, depending on your age, this is where it's cool to show your age and show your service. A lot of discounts await for you, whether it's at a restaurant or at a movie theater. Sometimes, you know, stores have a military or a senior discount day. So that's camouflage cash, even though your wallet may not have actual cash.
it's hidden in there.
It is hidden in there. And even, you know, when you look at, gosh, if you have a library card, we forget about those libraries that are there. And so often we just want to immediately download something off of Amazon or Kindle or whatever. But you can go to a library. That library card is really camouflage cash because it saves you from having to pay full price for a book, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm a guilty person there because I love to read, and now with the Kindle, it makes things a little too easy with this one-click buy.
Yes.
And so I get that so much. And you know, you think about what you just said, though, Denise, and just that little tidbit right there makes such a significant difference over the course of a lifetime. I mean, when you're talking even this military discount, for instance— We might seem like it might be a hassle to ask for it or produce our ID or whatever it might be to get it. But my goodness, if we did that over 20 or 30 years, what difference would that make to our financial bottom line?
Exactly. And you think about it. Here's the one calculation that people can do that can literally change the way that they deal with money overnight. And it is to calculate how much an hour of your time is worth. Every day, we work hard for our money. We go to work, maybe punch a time clock, and in return, at the end of 2-week period, we get a paycheck. So if you look at the number of hours you work and divide that by your net pay, that will tell you how much an hour of your time is worth. Now, what happens when you know that number is that you start looking at things differently. So let's say that I could take a 30-second commute to my computer, and I could try and find a coupon for dinner tonight. And that coupon could save me $10, and it took me 2 minutes. You know, just say it took me 10 minutes. If I look at that $10 and I do that 6 times, that's $60 an hour. That's a pretty nice hourly take-home wage, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
So so many times we just don't look at the value of our time as a currency. We all have heard a million times, you know, time is money, yeah, yeah, yeah. But when you look at it that way, it can really help you decide whether or not you want to take 10 seconds to ask for that discount or show your ID or, you know, find a coupon, use a coupon, do a survey, whatever that case is, or even buy that new handbag or those tennis shoes. You may have to work 10 hours to buy, you know, sometimes your kid the shoes that they want, and that's a long time. Right?
Absolutely. Well, there's so much that can go into that, and that's Denise Winston. She's called one of the cheapest people in America, and as we go through today, she's going to teach you how to use some of the same strategies that help her. So stick with us. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher. This is 1370 WSPD.
Jeff Bucher, he's like GPS for your journey.
This is 1370 WSPD, and you're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom to live life your way, all the way. Well, I'm your host, Jeff, and today we're talking with Denise Winston. She's a financial expert and the author of Money Starts Here, Your Practical Guide to Survive and Thrive in Any Economy. And before the break, Denise, we talked a little bit about your background. You were on your own at 16, but then eventually landed in the banking industry. Talk to us a little bit. Take us through how you ended up in the banking world.
Well, you know, what's interesting is when you're living on your own at 16, you've got to deal with money, right? So you're doing all these crazy things. And I thought, well, I love playing with money, so why not start working in a bank? So at 18, I started working for the bank. And really, for 25 years, I got to see how the rich got richer and how the poor got poor and how the bank made its money. And what's really interesting, when you are have the ability to see that and learn that firsthand, and really what I realized over a period of time is that, you know, nobody really teaches us about money and the impact of having financially uneducated and misinformed people on our street as a community really drives down our economy. And that's what I found is that, wow, okay, so I've lived on my own, I have all this financial experience, plus I've learned what, you know, all these great things from the banking industry and 25 years of experience of dealing with consumers on a day-to-day basis and seeing what happens. And quite frankly, Jeff, you know this too, and so do painfully a lot of your listeners out there, is that money has the ability to impact so many areas of our lives. We know that money is the leading cause of divorce in the United States and stress. And we know that when you're financially stressed, it suppresses your immune system, so it makes you sick. And what's really scary is that as a banker, what I realized is that my employees that were financially stressed, and I saw it firsthand, they are dealing with and worrying about personal financial issues at work. And that causes a lot of distractions. It can cause accidents. It lowers their productivity, their self-esteem. And it really is, you've seen that, right? How money can really impact someone and the destruction that poor financial decisions can make?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it comes into every facet of your life, really. And, you know, it's not that money is everything, but the stress and the emotion of money certainly can impact just really everything that's happening in your life. Relationships and, as you mentioned, at the job, and the list goes on and on.
Some of the new research shows that being financially stressed can knock 12 points off your IQ. In young people, it raises their blood pressure 2 points. And so we're talking very, very serious issues. And that's what I found as a banker. You know, I saw it in my customers. I saw it in my staff. And I also saw it in my business customers in their business, because we need people that are knowledgeable and educated to make good buying decisions. Because if we don't have, you know, I love to have fun and be cheap and help people save money, but the reality is that money does not have to be a snore fest. And we don't have to roll our eyes and learn from a thick book and be bored. We can have a little bit of fun and just realize that, again, it is really about knowledge and choice and how we choose to spend our time and what we're willing to do with that. And that's, you know, after 25 years of seeing that, and I was volunteering in classrooms teaching young high school students how to be, you know, prepare for work and how to deal with money, because I personally needed better people to be employed, and I also needed better educated consumers that could have good credit to buy homes and buy cars, and people that could, you know, not bounce checks and had extra money to spend in my businesses in my community, so together we could drive up our economy instead of driving it down. And that's ultimately what landed me doing what I'm doing now, is that, you know, financial wellness programs at corporations really allow the employees to make the most of their paycheck, and it reduces the employer's bottom line benefits cost, and, you know, really helps attract and retain and develop that employee over a long period of time. So the return on investment really is very, very amazing at this point.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things we talked about, and if you're just tuning in today, we're talking with Denise Winston. She's a financial expert and author of Money Starts Here. We're going to talk about the book here in a moment. But, you know, on the phone this week when we spoke, Denise, we talked about financial education and the lack thereof. You know, it's always amazing. We go through school. We get all the subjects that are there in sciences and maths and all the different things we do, but very little on the financial end. And then we send our kids out into the world and expect them that, you know, off you go. And, you know, right now is graduation time. And so, you know, there's a lot of decisions being made about the future for a lot of high school seniors right now. And, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, because even all the way up through college, you know, you look at the doctors and attorneys who, you know, theoretically they're high earners and they're going to go out and become high earners. But many of them are business owners and have had no business background or business training, none of this financial stuff that's required to get the most of their money. So What do you think we can do for kids that are going through school, and now we've got these high school seniors coming up on graduation, to help them with the decisions that they're facing?
You know, I do real world finance and for graduating senior high school students, and I give this class, and I just did it this week, and the kids told me that they learned more in that 1 hour about what's going to really impact their life Then one girl said, then in my whole high school career, because we teach all these subjects, but it's not real world and relevant to them right now. So the best things that parents can do, a lot of times, I don't know if you have kids, Jeff, do you have kids?
I have a six-year-old, and I have just the most awesomest, coolest 8-week-old baby girl.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So that's the first girl in our family, Denise, in generations. We're an all-boy family, so this is the first girl. My son's a pretty cool little guy, too. He's 6 years old and loves baseball, so we get out and play, and then his baby sister, he just loves to death.
You know, that is so wonderful. You're just starting out. My daughter is actually 24, and one of the realities that I understood very clearly is that my daughter is going to have to deal with money. She's going to make 6 to 10 financial decisions every single day of her life. And if I do nothing else as a parent, because I can't be guaranteed that I will always be around to watch over her, my responsibility and obligation to her is to teach her how to survive in the real world. So, you know, that's where my passion just comes to play, because money literally has the effect to affect her relationships, her health, and her ability to actually earn and make her way in the world. So if you're a parent and if you have kids that are graduating, one of the most important things you can do, you can get a copy of my book from Money. You can either Google it on Amazon and Money Starts Here, or you can go to denisewinston.com. But get a copy of the book and give it to them, because so many times our youth do not want to listen to us as a parent. I know your kids are young and they still have to listen to you. but when
that doesn't mean that they do, though, Denise.
Yeah, well, and you know, a lot of the kids will write me in the notes and say, you know, my parents have been telling me this all the time, but I don't want to listen to them. I can hear you, and the stories that I use in the book are really relevant, and so they need to know what questions to ask when they open a checking account. What do they ask when they're trying to evaluate a credit card? You know, what are the 5 things you need to look at on loan documents before you sign on the dotted line? You know, how do you make more money at work? The book is just a really good practical resource guide, so that they can thumb through it and they have something when they're going to have to do these things financially, and we can't bury our heads in the sand and you know, not provide them with the skills that they need. So I had one lady, you know, buy 5 books and she was going to give them to all of her grandkids. They're all going to get a copy. But, you know, we have to make sure that we are giving our kids the resources that they need at the time when they can get it. I've even had parents buy a copy and say, okay, I'll give you 20 books, $20, read the book and give me a report.
There you go. That makes a lot of sense. Well, we're coming up on a break. When we come back with Denise Winston, she's a financial expert and author of Money Starts Here, we're going to get into some of these money-saving strategies that we can teach our children, but also that we can use for ourselves. So stick with us. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, and this is 1370 WSPD. Jeff Bucher here. So glad you tuned in to Retirement Journey. You're listening to 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher. That's me. I'm your host. And today we're talking with Denise Winston. She's the author of Money Starts Here, Your Practical Guide to Survive and Thrive in Any Economy. And Denise is a financial expert and media star. And Denise, before the break, you were talking about some of these strategies. You know, last night, my wife and I watched a movie at our home. My son went off to his Grammy and Papa's, and we just had the baby and decided to watch a movie. And we watched Identity Theft, or Identity Thief, I think it is. And what a fantastic movie, just a funny movie of a gentleman who gets his identity stolen, and he's actually in the financial world like me. And because of his bad credit, he was potentially going to lose his job. And so he travels across the country to find the person that stole his identity. Pretty funny movie. But, you know, one of the things that I know that you talk about is your credit report and understanding your credit score. And that's a very important dynamic to our financial health as we go through, especially as we're younger and then we're starting to begin our course in life. And we might be beginning to buy our first home and starting to take out loans for cars and things of that nature. What are the 4 hidden costs of bad credit?
Oh, my goodness. Credit, this is a huge misconception out there that people simply don't understand, you know, their credit and the importance. So thank you so much for bringing that up. The hidden cost, or number one, your credit can affect your earnings potential. Many employers look at your credit to find out whether or not they should hire you. And, you know, as we were talking, why do employers want to offer a financial wellness program? Because we know that somebody financially stressed can cost our business a lot of money, and we see the impact to our bottom line. So that's why an employer is going to look at it. It can also affect your where you live, because your landlord or whoever, you know, is going to want to look at your credit to make sure you're going to be able to make your rent payments on time. It can affect, in some states, whether or not you can get car insurance, and how much that insurance is going to cost you. And, of course, it's going to cost, you know, at the bank whenever you go to borrow something. But I can tell you that credit, literally, it's not chump change here. We're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. When my husband and I got married, I had a punch list. And, you know, it's like we have to do our due diligence before we get married. And one of the, I wanted to see his credit report, and I knew that he had a $40 collection for a pager dispute that he had. It was a long time ago.
I think I had one of those, too, so don't take that against him too bad.
Yeah, well, you know, so it was $40, but the reality is that $40 collection dropped his credit score just enough for us to miss a 0.25 discount on our mortgage, would ultimately cost us $15,000 when we went to buy our home after we got married. So I can tell you this is not something small for us to just, you know, sweep under the table. You know, 75% of the people that live in the United States have, I was just reading a report the other day, have a credit score of 699 or below, and that means that they are paying more for things whenever they are borrowing money. And that is just money that, you know, unfortunately is wasted. And if people really want to know how to, you know, understand their score, we are limited on time today, but they can actually go to denisewinston.com. And on the video learning tab, you can download a free report that helps you understand and, you know, all the components of your score and how to fix it and, you know, how your information is used. So, gosh, Jeff, it's just a huge component.
Well, that's an often overlooked piece, right? I mean, you look at, and as you just mentioned, that quarter of a percent or whatever it might be over the course of a home loan for 30 years could cost you $15,000, $20,000 or more.
You know, and that's just it. People, unfortunately, are making mistakes without even realizing it, and they work so hard for their money. And just, again, back to that little bit of knowledge, we don't teach this anywhere, so how are you supposed to know? And that's why I wrote my book, and that people can just go through that chapter on credit. It's like, okay, how do I improve my credit score? How do I get myself out of debt? You know, it really is simple. It may not be absolutely easy, but, gosh, it's just like if you decided to take a trip. Number one, you have to decide you want to go somewhere and not stay where you are, and then you have to take one or two steps, just like climbing a mountain. You know, you get there one step at a time, and that's what we can do financially is get somewhere where we want to go, because we are all going somewhere in the next 5 years, and the question is where.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some specific areas. Reader's Digest called you one of the cheapest people in America, which for some might not sound like a compliment, but you certainly take it as one. Cheap doesn't mean that you don't enjoy the nice things. Let's talk about some specific ideas here. How do we save money at a restaurant? How can we cut our bill in half?
Well, this is fantastic, as we kind of alluded to it a little bit just before. You know, there's camouflage cash in your wallet, whether it's your ID, check to make sure that, you know, you can't get any discounts there. Sometimes even if you're in a certain zip code on your driver's license, you can get a discount. A lot of times you may have an employee badge that is entitles you to discounts, but really two things you can do very easy. You can take that 30-second commute to your computer. You can go on, you know, and Google search wherever you want to eat. And I don't know about you, but we tend to eat at the same restaurants on a regular basis.
My wife hates me because I want to eat at the same restaurant every time.
And a lot of times these restaurants have loyalty programs. And what that means is you sign up and they'll send you an email every now and then. And just the other day I got an email for a free entree. So that email and me opening it up saved me $13, and that's a pretty nice, again, going back to my hourly wage. You know, so signing up for those rewards programs, too, just check your clock. A lot of times restaurants have a happy hour, and it's not just in the bar. You know, a lot of them have, you know, either early supper or their happy hour. Even, I know we have a Sonic here that has it. I even know Taco Bell has it. You know, there's these happy hours if we just time it right, look at your watch. The other thing you can do is, you know, look at your big box stores. A lot of times, I know our local Costco, you can buy gift certificates and you spend $80 and they give you $100. So that right there is a 20% discount in just buying gift certificates, right?
Absolutely.
So, and then you go during that happy hour, you get discount food prices. You know, so there's a way, again, to play that financial game and work the system to your advantage. And the other thing is those restaurants are going to probably give you a survey on your bill. And recently I had a girl, she circled her name and she circled the survey and she said, please do this. And ultimately that survey saved me $10 off my next visit. And that restaurant was willing to pay me for my opinion in the form of free food next time. And that waitress really, really wanted me to do that survey. So, you know, I do that 10 times again, and that's, you know, if it takes me 10 minutes, that's $60 an hour. And that's, again, a nice, very, very nice hourly wage.
Not a bad hourly wage. I was just talking to my brother, Kevin. He's the vice president of our firm. He's always here in studio with me. And, we, you know, think about how many times we go to a restaurant and there's a coupon code or, like you say, a survey. It's probably a majority of the time there's some sort of hook to get you back into that restaurant by the way of a discount or a free entree or something. And how most of the time we all just walk right by that.
And again, it goes back to how much is an hour of my time worth? Is it so many people tell me, oh, gosh, Denise, I just don't have time or energy to even think about one more thing. I'm working. I'm taking care of the kids. I'm this. And I totally get that because I'm that way, too. But that's where you do it strategically earlier when you have time, when you're thinking about your week and you know that you're going to be tired. You've got to do this and got to do that. So that's when you look at buying those planning. You know, because you know that you're going to be tired one night, so you need an out. So if you see a coupon, that's where you want to really take the time to do that or pull out your wallet and get that discount because we know we're going to eat out. You know, I was working with a couple, and they were spending $900 a month eating out. And it, believe it or not, when we do these financial wellness workshops, it is more common than we'd like to admit, but we don't realize we're spending that much. And doing one or two of the tips that are in the back of my book, they were able to cut that down to $500 a month. So, you know, that's a $400 a month savings, and you times that by 12, and we're talking a couple thousand bucks, right?
Well, that's some big-time savings. And we're just talking about restaurants there cutting in half. Would it be possible that our online purchases, we could save up to 90%? Well, Denise is going to clue us in on how we might be able to do that. Stay with us. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, and this is 1370 WSPD.
Make sure you have your map and compass. The retirement journey will be full of surprises.
You're listening to Toledo's News, Weather, and Traffic Station 1370 WSPD, and this is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher. I'm your host, Jeff, and today we're talking with a financial expert and author of Money Starts Here, author Denise Winston. And Denise, before the break, we were talking about how to save, how you helped a couple save pretty much 50% off their restaurant bill on a monthly basis. There's another area where you can help us save some money, and that's with online purchases. How can we do that?
You know, this one, there's this sneaky little thing. It's called a promo code. Have you ever been shopping online and you see that little box and it says promo code, coupon code, and you go, don't have one?
Absolutely.
It is the easiest thing to find. All you have to do is open up another internet browser and type in promo code for whatever site you're shopping on, and then copy and paste that code. Now, the other trick here is that sometimes when you're shopping on a website, and this just happened to me the other day, I was shopping on a website, and a lot of times those banners pop up, and they're so busy, and they're blinking at you, you just kind of never look at them. But you need to look at them because this one had a 50% off promo code right there on the website blinking. It wasn't going to automatically populate. Ooh. I had to know it was there and look for it. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. if you catch it.
you have to look around. Keep your eyes peeled. And when you do look for that promo code, realize that sometimes you're either going to get free shipping. It could be, you know, up to 90% off. And if you see, you know, you might even consider shopping on another trusted site if you find a promo code for, you know, a little bit less. And again, you have to think about how much of an hour of your time is. If you can, you know, spend 10 minutes, sometimes if you're buying a big item and you can save $200, well, that's a really good hourly wage, right?
No, well, there's no doubt about it. And for those of you that are not maybe as internet savvy, Denise kind of rattled that off pretty quickly. We would open another internet browser and Google promo code for whatever store or restaurant or thing that we're buying, and it should populate some of those answers, and we can find that coupon code. And that pretty much, you can find it for most stores that have a coupon code. We can probably find an area where we can find that online. Isn't that right, Denise?
you can, and it makes me absolutely crazy sometimes when I can't find one.
Me too, because that's happened to me before.
It's like, well, you have a box there. That means that you have one. So where is it hiding? And a lot of times, you know, we can actually ask our friends to, you know, there's when we're looking at shopping, even to get free shipping, sometimes you have to reach a certain dollar amount. And shipping can be pretty expensive. So sometimes pooling our resources is a really good way for us to, you know, shop online and make sure. But we do have to remember that when you're shopping online, you're still spending money, right?
Yeah, that's so, the classic when the wife comes home and says, well, but it was all on sale. That doesn't really mean we saved money, right?
Exactly. And we have to be careful when we are online, you know, to make sure, number one, that we're on that secure site, just like the movie that you watched for identity theft purposes. It's very easy to click around and find yourself in a bad part of Cybertown. So make sure that when you're shopping, there is an HTTPS up at the top at the address. That S stands for security. So when you're checking out, make sure that is there. It's really, really important to make sure that you're safe online.
No doubt about it. Well, one of the last question, and we're gonna run out of time here with you, Denise, and we'll talk more a little bit more of how to find your book. But one of our good friends of the show is Dorothy Brenninger. She's the host of the A&E hit show Hoarders. And so she has been on with us a couple times now, and she talks about hoarding and what that means throughout your retirement journey. And I know you believe also that clutter comes with a cost. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, clutter is – you need to turn your clutter into cash, because a lot of times, again, it's that camouflage cash that's sitting right there. You have things in your closet that still have price tags. You have, you know – those receipts are actually cash, not trash, in the sense that, you know, you can, there's low price guarantees that are out there. You've got that survey, you know, and a lot of times we have so much stuff, we can't find what we need, so we go buy more.
Yep.
So, you know, I can completely, I think you said her name was Anne. There is a lot of truth to what she's saying. You have to be careful how that clutter is. Recently, we were looking at camouflage cash in the form we wanted to upgrade our TV. So we basically were able to sell that TV.
Well, and so for more information about Denise, you can find her at moneystarthere.com, and her book's also available on amazon.com as well. It's a fantastic read, not only for yourself, but as we mentioned earlier, for the young ones you have in your life. There's so much good information about how to be smart consumer and how to be practical and survive and thrive in any economy, which is the subtitle of that book. Any last words, Denise?
Nope, that's it. You guys have a great Memorial Day. Pleasure to be here. And, you know, I love the fact that you're helping people and you're being honest with your fees. That's what we need, is more educated consumers knowing what's going on with their money.
Well, it's another area that we can save money if we know what's going on. That's for sure. So thank you so much, Denise, for being with us on a Sunday morning. We really appreciate you taking out the time.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can save some money in the investment world. We're going to talk about those fees. We're going to talk about taxes and insurances. So you're going to want to stick with us, because we're going to give you some helpful tips. You're listening to Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, and this is 1370 WSPD. Started.
When you go on a trip, do you just take a bag of money to the airport, or do you plan ahead?
You're listening to Toledo's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio 1370 WSPD. This is Retirement Journey with Jeff Bucher, where it's all about the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live life your way, all the way. Well, today we had Denise Winston. She's the author of Money Starts Here. It's a great book, a practical guide to survive and thrive in any economy, and it truly is. A lot of great tips of how to save, and, you know, she even had, you know, the tips today of looking for those promo codes online. They're out there for us to take advantage of, and many times we don't take the time to look for it. In studio with me today is Vice President of our firm, Citizen Advisory Group, Kevin Bucher. And you can find more information about our firm at citizenadvisory.com. Again, that's citizenadvisory.com. And we have some events coming up as well, some dinner events to talk about the financial world, and also Social Security workshops as well. You can find that information on our website as well. But Kevin, you know, you look at Denise mentioned how there's so often we can save money, and then, but we don't take the time to take advantage of it. And one of the areas I can think of that's very simple is insurance. You know, we know that if we probably shopped around a little bit, we could probably save some money in insurance, but often we don't do that because we've been comfortable, or we've been with the agency or a different firm for a long time talk to us a little bit about what we can do on the insurance side of things to save some money.
Well, I think it kind of starts by understanding what coverage you have. So, you know, when we look at it, obviously there's a lot of different types of insurance, but so we're talking about health insurance, potentially long-term health insurance, life insurance, and then also the home and auto, which we don't personally do home and auto insurance, but we do have some great relationships with some other individuals in the marketplace that can provide some real value there. But it really starts with just understanding what coverage do you actually need, and that's probably so important in all the areas, but maybe most important in the world of the health insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage for your specific situation, and then doing the research to make sure you're getting that at a good price.
Well, and one of the advantages to working with our firm, Citizen Advisor Group, we're an independent health insurance agency, so we pretty much represent almost every carrier. And so it really starts with understanding, as you mentioned, what exactly you need and then what's available, and then finding the very best plan for you. That nowhere is that more important, I think, than in the Medicare world with the different Medicare supplement plans, the Medicare Advantage plans, and then you look at the Medicare prescription plans. Very individualized need based on your prescriptions and your doctoring routines and things of that nature. And you could really save a lot of money by just understanding all those rules.
Exactly. And like you mentioned, it's very specific to the individual person. So it's not realistic to think that a married couple that the same insurance plan is going to be right for each, because they're going to have different health needs and situations in regards to their prescriptions and what type of doctoring they're doing. So it's very important to look at all of the options, and those options could be different for a couple.
Well, and we partner with one of the partners of our show here, Retirement Journeys, Michelle Evans, and her firm, Evans Home Loans and Insurance, down in Bowling Green. And if you want more information about Michelle, you can also find her information on our website as well at citizenadvisory.com. But, you know, speaking of also saving money, on Michelle's side of it, just coming to mind is mortgage rates. You know, I still see folks coming into the office today that have, you know, mortgage interest rates in the high six areas, when we can refinance and find payments down in the 4% range. And, you know, that little bit of extra interest savings plays out huge over the course of a loan.
Yeah, you know, just mentioned on the show today, that extra 0.25% over the course of her loan cost her $15,000 to $20,000 in extra interest payments. You know, I think we all are aware that interest rates have been at historic lows, and we're starting to see them creep up a little bit, but they're still low based on historical rates. And so it's not, there's not a better time to at least get an analysis done and see where you're at, and maybe you can save some money on that mortgage.
So, again, that's Michelle Evans of Evans Home Loans and Insurance. And another area to save dollars is taxes. You know, I just recently had an accountant in the office, and it was amazing. When you take a look at your investments in conjunction with your tax return and how you can change or rearrange your investments to take advantage of the tax code, not any tax loopholes or doing anything that's in a gray area, just by taking advantage of actually the rules that are available to you, you can do some very amazing things. I recently had an accountant in, and one of the challenges with accountants is they're always, you know, looking to avoid taxes as long as possible. And this gentleman had a negative income because of some losses with some other investments that he had, some other business entities, I should say. And so he had a negative income 2 years ago. What he didn't realize was he would have been able to Roth convert a huge portion of his IRA, which would have taken his income from negative to zero, and I would have even argued to even take it higher, maybe up to $70,000 of income. So he could have converted roughly $150,000 of IRA money to Roth IRA, and it would have cost him maybe $5,000 or $6,000 of tax. That was an opportunity that is now gone by, but there are so many opportunities, which is a reason that as you're sitting with your annual review with your advisor, you must be going through your tax return, because without understanding the tax consequence, it's like playing a game and not keeping score. We can invest the money, but if we don't understand the final score, all of that it doesn't matter where we're at. So the taxes are so very important.
Right. So there's more to working with an advisor than just focusing on the returns of the portfolio. You know, you make the point often, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. So if you have a nice return, but you're giving a large portion of that right back in the form of taxes, you really didn't get anywhere. So working with someone that understands taxes, understands the short-term impacts of your decisions, but probably more importantly, having a long-term tax plan to put you in the best possible place as you enter into retirement, that's really what you need.
Well, it has to be very forward-looking as well. Like, for instance, this accountant, he's an accountant. I mean, he works with individual returns all the time and missed this fantastic opportunity. He could have Roth converted a huge chunk and paid no tax to the federal government and now had a huge chunk in a Roth IRA. But again, when you're not really thinking about how the investments impact the tax return, most accountants are just this is just what they do. They add up the tax consequence that the advisor has, the wake that they've made in the waves. So the advisor makes the wake and off you go, and then the accountant adds it all up, as opposed to having a combined and together approach to doing those things.
Right. Well, we make the point often that what we do in the area of retirement planning is about so much more than just picking investments. So, you know, taxes is certainly a very large portion of what we do, but there's just so much that goes into actual retirement planning.
It's really about understanding the journey that you want to take. We all want this retirement journey that we've always dreamt of, whether it's traveling or hanging out with the grandkids or all the different things that we want to do during retirement. Once we understand that journey, then picking the investments becomes the easiest part. And so we would love to help you. If you've learned some things today or you're getting things that you haven't had in previous conversations with your advisor, come find us on the web at citizenadvisor.com. We've got events coming up at Rockwell Steakhouse, Mance's Italian, and Final Cut Steakhouse here in June, along with some Social Security seminars. You can find that information at citizenadvisor.com. I want to thank our sponsor, Spangler Nathanson, Michelle Evans at Evans Home Loans and Insurance, and Scrambler Marie's. This is Jeff Booker on 1370 WSPD.
The content on this paid program show is for educational and entertainment purposes only and not intended to be used as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate professional before making any financial decisions. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Citizen Advisory Group, LTD, are independent entities. 5-3.